Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Plantar fasciitis is a common cause of heel pain and can affect people of all ages. Identifying the actual cause of heel pain is essential because treating the symptoms without understanding the underlying issue often leads to recurring or worsening problems. The pain can be intense and persistent, but professional evaluation and the right treatment plan can provide relief. An experienced foot and ankle specialist can evaluate the condition, pinpoint its root cause, and recommend a treatment plan tailored to the patient's needs. For those searching for plantar fasciitis treatment, understanding the condition, its causes, and the available treatment options is an important first step toward lasting relief. What is plantar fasciitis? The plantar fascia is a thick ligament that runs along the bottom of the foot, connecting the heel to the front of the foot and supporting the arch. Plantar fasciitis occurs when the plantar fascia becomes inflamed, leading to heel pain and, in some cases, difficulty walking. Causes of plantar fasciitis. Several factors contribute to the development of plantar fasciitis. Repetitive strain from activities such as running, prolonged walking, or extended periods of standing is also a common contributing factor. Inadequate footwear is another significant contributor to plantar fasciitis. Shoes that lack arch support or cushioning can place additional strain on the plantar fascia and contribute to inflammation. Tight calf muscles and a tight Achilles tendon are also common contributors as they increase tension along the fascia. Individuals with flat feet or high arches may also be at greater risk, as these structural variations can alter load distribution and increase stress on the plantar fascia. What are the symptoms of plantar fasciitis? Plantar fasciitis is a chronic condition that typically develops gradually rather than presenting as a sudden onset of pain. Its hallmark symptom is heel pain, typically localized to the underside of the heel at the point where fascia attaches to the calcaneus. Most often, patients describe it as a sharp or stabbing sensation in their heel. This pain is typically worse with the first few steps in the morning or after a period of rest. While the pain often eases with movement, it may return after prolonged standing or activity. How is plantar fasciitis diagnosed? While a clinical evaluation of symptoms is often sufficient to identify plantar fasciitis, an experienced specialist may use imaging or other diagnostic tools, such as digital X-ray, diagnostic ultrasound, MRI, or neurosensory testing, to confirm the diagnosis and rule out other sources of heel pain. Treatment for plantar fasciitis. Conservative treatment includes the following approaches. OTC NSAIDs, over-the-counter NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen or naproxen, can help reduce inflammation and pain. These are typically taken consistently for about 2 weeks, always with food, followed by a break. If symptoms persist, consult your physician. Rest. Resting the foot is one of the most effective ways to ease discomfort. Patients should reduce or avoid high-impact activities that may aggravate symptoms until inflammation subsides, which may take several weeks depending on the severity. Excessive walking or running should also be avoided during this period. These restrictions are temporary and intended to allow the inflammation to subside. Normal activity can typically resume once symptoms improve. Ice. Icing the affected area for 10 to 15 minutes several times a day can reduce inflammation and ease pain. Rolling the foot over a frozen water bottle is a simple way to combine icing with a gentle stretch. Supportive footwear. Supportive footwear with adequate cushioning and arch support can reduce strain on the fascia and ease discomfort. Stretching and massage. Targeted stretches for the calf, Achilles tendon, and plantar fascia can ease tension and improve flexibility. Massage, including rolling the foot over a firm object, can help loosen the fascia and improve circulation to the area. Other medications. Corticosteroid injections may occasionally be used to manage severe inflammation, but they are generally used sparingly because repeated use can weaken the surrounding tissue and increase the risk of plantar fascia rupture and fat pad atrophy. When conservative treatments do not fully resolve symptoms, advanced options, including shockwave therapy, PRP, and minimally invasive procedures may be considered. An experienced specialist can determine which approach is most appropriate based on the severity and duration of the condition. Don't lose hope. Plantar fasciitis can be cured. Plantar fasciitis is a common and often persistent source of heel pain that responds well to timely, accurate intervention. If you are experiencing ongoing heel pain, consult an experienced foot and ankle specialist to determine the underlying cause and develop a treatment plan suited to your needs. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.